I'm TK.
And I'm Kat
Anderson. And we're your hosts of the Colors of the Rose podcast.
Where we figure out life, you know, that adulting 101 of us, we didn't have, we're just going to try to figure it out. And we'll probably talk more about each other.
And we're inviting you all in to hear it all.
I actually do not remember. I understand. So what happened was you handed me that earpiece, and I forgot what I was thinking. That's what happened. What did you say? Yeah. Most days. Every day. All the time. Not really, for real though. Like, you, I feel like you think I'm playing and I'm not, like, please.
How you gonna say sometimes, and then say most days, and then say all the time?
You know, oh, you don't know that like, song?
You know what that sounds like? That sounds like, kinda, sorta, maybe not really.
Nah, bro, song lyrics, thank you.
Look, not everybody listens to music from the 1940s. So I'm going to need you to bring it at least to the 90s if you're going to attempt to quote music to me, okay?
I'm sad. I'm really, like, so I have to giggle because, like, that's 100% accurate. And my bad. Mm-hmm. Love you,
though. So, speaking of you listening to old music, mm-hmm. One of your people has this little conspiracy circling around them.
First off, who are you calling
I'll get to it. And like, I understand that this person is dead and gone now.
It might not be my people.
And there's a whole lot of a conspiracy, like, from like the album covers to like some of the lyrics and stuff that they would say. And I'm talking about the Beatles. And I'm talking about,
yeah, those are my people.
The fact that years ago, an album was released. Mm-hmm. That they said that was Paul. 100%. That's Paul. Except it's not Paul. And they don't understand why it's not Paul. Because nobody for the Beatles recorded that album. But that's clearly Paul's voice on it. And that's clearly the rest of the Beatles playing it. Playing the instruments and everything. So the running conspiracy theory is that this is an album made by the Beatles in a parallel universe. And a lot of people has dismissed it and said that the Beatles was probably just high and made some shit and they don't remember it. But I recently came across this video on YouTube that said that we are not an ever-expanding universe running parallel forever and ever and ever and ever and ever.
I don't think that we are either, though. I think that we're... I mean, I know we were talking about this the other day. I personally believe that we're in, like, a 3D, 4D, 5D, 6D, 12... I think the final answer is 12D of what string theory says. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like we are all of that interconnected, intertwined, and this is just the plane that we are on.
Correct. That is, what string theory says, and as you ascend to each different hyperdimension, then you unlock other abilities, so to speak. But this, with hearing what happened with the Beatles back in the day, and then hearing this, what they're saying is that the universe is actually shaped with curves. Looks like the woman that every man wants. Nice and curvy in all the right places.
Okay.
And if the universe is nice and curvy in all the right places, and if they're correct, saying that everything just runs in a straight line, the figure that I saw on this YouTube video was something resembling your favorite sports team's cap. Had the bib, nice curve in it. Because you gotta have a curve in your bib for some reason. And then you have the big curve that holds the head. And the very basic makeup and the model of this was kind of like this. And they were saying that if these lines continue, then what actually happening is these lines are actually folding over on itself on the underside of the universe. And it might be possible for things to slip through dimensions. They've actually thought throughout the years that the Bermuda Triangle was said hub for people to send stuff like through dimensions and possibly even through time. They just, you know, we're still waiting on people to come out of the Bermuda Triangle.
I mean, but that doesn't necessarily, just because we're waiting on somebody to come out of the Bermuda Triangle doesn't mean that it's a two-way street. I'm not sure I believe in all of what you just said, but I mean,
I'm not sure I believe in all I just said. It's just what I've seen.
I mean, if it is, it is. If it ain't, it ain't.
You're not going to change your life, Amy?
I mean, not unless something immediately starts affecting me. No.
So what about the mathematics? Because if this is right, and this is our makeup of the universe, and it's not ever expanding, and there's even, if the universe even looks like a Ruffles potato chip, then that would mess up all of the geometry and trigonometry and astronometry and all the other ometries that there is. It would mess up all the mathematics, because we've been doing math based on the fact that our universe was ever expanding and completely flat with no ruffles.
So I'm not gonna presume to know the math, because I don't. But clearly, to me it seems like, at least, that we're over here trying to do geometry when the Earth is a algebraic equation. The two just aren't alike. But that math that they think is oh so important might not even be in the same realm of where we're supposed to be. And I feel like it's been wrong for so many years, and it hasn't helped us since we have gone to the moon, that I say in quotation marks, because there's some people that believe that we didn't, because we can't.
It would be too complicated to replicate the math to go back to the moon. But you know what? We got a billionaire that can do the math to take us to Mars, which is further than the moon.
Which is one of the reasons why I've said, like, I'm not going to even presume to know, because it doesn't make sense. But honestly, like, we might not even be in the right realm of thinking in terms of mathematics, and we've been trying at this for so many years, and it's clearly not benefiting us anymore. So I've chosen to turn my attention elsewhere.
See, that brings me to this theory that I saw on another video this week. Talking about Antarctica and how if, when eventually the ice over Antarctica melts, how under Antarctica could be all of our technological answers that we're looking for. It could be the equation to get us to the moon, so to speak. It could be exactly what we need to upgrade our civilization from a 0.7 civilization to an actual level 1 civilization. And for y'all out there that don't know what that means, there's multiple civilization archetypes. One of the civilizations is, like, a level 1 civilization means that you are able to harness all of the natural power on your home planet. So for Earth, it means that we could harvest wind power, solar power, what other powers is it out there? Wind, solar, aquatic power, hydrogen power,
you're
stuff like
digressed.
That. We would be able to utilize those, and we wouldn't be
using electricity. We wouldn't be digging for fossil fuel. We wouldn't be doing stuff like that. That would make us an actual level one civilization. And then there's the civilization that has the Dyson Sphere and can harness their sun to power their entire galaxy that they're in. But either way.
So there's no real way of knowing that, but that to me is not the biggest issue. We don't know that that's what's under there.
No, it's all a theory.
But not all. Of course it's just a theory. We haven't been under there to see. It's just a theory that we can live on Mars. It's just a theory that we can space travel. We might not be the civilization that was meant for that.
True, true.
We're kind of stupid. I mean, human beings as a whole are dumb. We don't follow directions. We don't do what we're told. And, like, we don't act right. Like, I'm not gonna sit here and say that that's for sure what's gonna happen. There's a lot involved in that, but once again, that's what I was saying, where, like, I feel like we're not even in the right realm of scope.
I mean, you could very well be right, and, like, I'm not saying that you're wrong. I'm just looking more along the lines of, it has to be feasible to a point, because there's, like, we've been to Mars, so to speak, and while we are on Mars, we see that there's pyramids on Mars damn near built identical to the pyramids here on Earth.
I'm not saying that it's not feasible. I'm saying that it's kind of like what we were talking about earlier, where you're trying to do something that a level 10 person would do when we're only at a level 5. We're not there yet. Of course we can't do what the level 10 people did. We haven't leveled up to that point. This video game that is life, we haven't made it to that point. So no, we can't do that. So why would we continue to focus on something that's out of our reach right now when we're not able to obtain or take care of what we currently have? We can't currently take care of our own fucking planet. Why the fuck would whatever, like, even if we did find something in Antarctica, whatever technology we found would be used and abused. We wouldn't take care of it. Has human beings ever found any sort of technology or advancement that did not turn around and then fuck over whatever they were fucking with? Human beings in history just are not, we're not trustworthy.
No.
We are not trustworthy as a whole. And then people want to sit up here and be like, well, why isn't this happening yet? Why aren't hoverboards a thing? Why aren't flying cars? Why aren't we on Mars yet? We're not fucking trustworthy enough for that. If there is some powerful being watching over us, determining when we get to and not get to do things, human beings as a society, you don't think that we've proven that we're fucks? That we are just, like, the fuck-ups of the, what, species? Like, we're not about to do something correctly. Like, they're not gonna, if there was some overpowerful person, they're not gonna give us something to fuck up worse. Like, we're not worthy.
Well, there's a theory out there that says that Earthlings, meaning everybody that live on Earth, regardless of their sex, gender, or race, are slaves to, right now they're saying it's the Anunnaki, because they're pretty much saying that the Anunnaki needed resources that their planet didn't have, that this planet does have.
You're saying the Anunnaki are the Kung alien thingies that were here, the cave drawings and the temples stuff?
Yes.
Yes.
Like, apparently they came here, dropped us off, and gave us the ability to do what they needed to do. And we just gotta figure out what it is that needs to be done and actually do it. But we have all the ability inside of us to do it. Kind of like tapping into that unlocked potential.
I mean, maybe. I'm not saying yay or nay. because I don't know. But that makes a whole lot more sense than we're going to dig out some ice underneath the shit and then, like, all of our technology dreams are going to come true and then World War Z and then we're all going to die in a nuke explosion. Because let's be honest, that's what human beings are going to do if we find anything.
But if you look at this from a biblical perspective, and I know that the number one religion in America currently is that of no religion, so I realize I'm talking to the minority here.
Okay.
But if you look biblically, it has always been human beings was given access, human beings abused the access, so then our access was taken away, put over here on the side, and we were told that when we learned to be good little boys and girls, we can have access to it back.
Yeah.
And we all know that there was a great flood. And the great in Antarctica being frozen via the great flood, because right after the great flood came the ice age.
You pronounce it via?
What do you call it? Via?
I pronounce it via.
Via. Tomato, tomato.
I mean, I understand. Pecan, it was kind of cute. I understand. Kind of cute.
You made me lose my train of thought there, questioning my speak. But if Antarctica was hit during the Great Flood,
and then it froze over.
Yeah, they say after the Great Flood came the Ice Age.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's what happened, and the Ice Age happened immediately after the Great Flood, then that would explain why the amount of ice is covering Antarctica that is covering Antarctica.
I mean, yes. And I mean, if we are talking, if we want to pull that out of biblical terms and reference something that a lot of history buffs believe, that would also be the same as what happened to the city of Atlantis.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever technological reason. So, I mean, once again, though, history states that human beings are stupid.
Yeah.
We earthlings as a whole are not worthy. So, once again, why are we fucking with level 10 when we haven't even figured out level 5 yet?
Honestly, that
time
has
to figure
always,
out level 5.
That has always been my issue. My issue is like even when I was in school, oh my God, this is so cool. This is Mars and Venus and Earth. And, you know, I built the whole little thing with the solar system and stuff. Like,
I understand. If that is your passion, is whatever the fuck is happening on Mars, because there are those people that, like, they just, like, oh my God, the rover brought back that rock. And, like, if I could just smell the rock, I would be, like, high for the rest of my life. Like, I understand that there are those people.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if that's your whole passion, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Do not get it twisted. If this is your passion, find out what's in that rock on Mars. Find out what that wind looks like, all that jazz. But if that ain't your passion, drop it and let it go and move on to something else. Because clearly, that ain't what is going to get us to the next level. So more human beings as a whole, you either, like, I feel like, honestly, like, if you're not following your passion, you at least need to be helping society grow. And I understand that helping society grow is a whole ass problem because society is, once again, stupid. I get it. All the arguments. But, like, if that's not what you're using your life for, then, honestly, why are we here?
Well, it's like, I've been saying for years, it's cool to know all the space stuff. Like, I understand the moon since it is our moon. So, like, I kind of understand you wanting to look into that and see what's going on with that. But aside, outside of the moon, when it comes to here on Earth, there is still 70% of the Earth that has yet to be explored.
Yeah. Most of it's underwater. Most of it we're never going to be able to see because we can't figure out how to go underwater and see it.
Oh, no. They figured it out. They just don't want to invest the money into it.
No. They don't have... No.
The caves and shit,
no,
right?
No. No. There's shit under there that we don't even have the technology to get to.
Oh, you're talking about the depths of the ocean that,
our
machines
would
crush because of the pressure of the water.
We have no idea what's under there. There could be a whole civilization. I know you've talked to me about, like, the mole people and shit like that. Like, there's a lot of people that believe those old stories of mermen and mermaids, that there are actually another sentient cognitive species that is so deep under there, and that's just where they are.
I'm just saying it would have to make sense, because if you think about it...
That's what Star Wars was referencing to on, whatchacallit, that was supposedly Earth.
I don't know if I know what you're talking about, because I haven't watched all the Star Wars.
You do. It's in the first one. Jar Jar's people.
Got you. Okay, yeah. And, but like, what if Atlantis...
By the way, if any of y'all want to comment that he don't know, I'm learning him up, he is going to finish all the Star Wars. We just ain't got had the margin. Don't come at me in my inbox. I'll get upset.
I dare you to come at me in the inbox.
Don't come at me.
But...
I ain't the one.
It is COTRpod on Twitter, and it is COTRpod@gmail.com. Go ahead and slide in my DMs. I dare you.
I triple dog dare you. I'm passionate, man. Let me just go ahead and throw that out there. I get passionate about the things that I care about. And if you get sly talk to, it's because I'm passionate and I'm sorry. Like, you can't always control my mouth.
But, like, if you look at mythology.
Mm-hmm.
Comic books was based off of mythology.
Lots of them were, yeah.
Okay. Poseidon. Mm-hmm. What was Poseidon?
Merman. Just supposedly. Saying. Hell, Aquaman.
Exactly. Aquaman, Poseidon. There's all of these.
I still stand by Aquaman as gay, though.
You hear that, Jason Momoa? She thinks you're gay.
Well, not you personally, because I loved you, Paul Drogo, and I understand that you loved... Monet, and I'm really sorry to hear about y'all break up. Like, I'm just gonna go ahead and throw that out there. When I saw that this morning when I woke up, I was a little upset. But...
Wait, breaking news. Breaking news. What was that?
Yeah, like, I just saw...
Momoa?
And they broke up.
They broke up?
I'm so upset.
What happened?
They just weren't working out. They feel like... She straight up said that he's, like, the love of her life, but, like, and so was Lenny Kravitz, but, like, just not, like, she has now evolved to a different person, and she's... She feels like they're in two different places, and so, and Jason kind of, like, parried that, too, so, like, they're just, they've grown apart.
It's because Jason Momoa was already making Aquaman 5.
Actually, they announced it on the same day that they said that they were wrapping up Aquaman 5. I'll be honest.
Honestly, I think they're only on Aquaman 2, but, like...
No, they've already filmed three of them. They just finished filming the other one.
Does that not include Justice League 2? Because they're making a sequel to Justice League. Because the nerds went out and supported it. That's why they're making a sequel to Justice League. Because the nerds are sitting here hoping and praying, fingers crossed, that the sequel will actually be the Snyder sequel. Like, they're hoping and praying that's
actually,
what's going to happen.
Actually, they were talking about... releasing Snyder's version because it's almost all the way completely edited. Apparently, like,
they
that's already released
the Snyder cut for Justice League 1.
They're already talking about the release of 2 will be Snyder's cut, and because
yeah.
But they also he also finished wrapping up Aquaman 2, so
got
Justice
you.
League 2 and Aquaman 2.
Because they said that on after, like, literally. Alright, that's a wrap. Thank you, movie's done. Time to go to editing. Like, as soon as the director said that, Jason Momoa walked up. They're like, so in Aquaman 2, we're going to do... That's all I'm like. Jason Momoa is, like, super serious about this Aquaman life. And, like, that's probably why him and... What's her name? Monet?
Lisa Monet.
Yeah. That's why him and Lisa Monet probably dipped out. Because he's like, I'm a superhero. Legit.
So, I'm not going to say that I'm not going to presume to know why their relationship didn't work out, but I can say that just being in a long-term relationship isn't the easiest thing. If you're not committed to growing and changing together and making decisions together, and I'm not saying that this is what happened, but, like, mm-hmm. if she didn't want him to film, because she is a very shy, private person, and he wants this fame life.
And he's all personality.
I mean, it's honestly kind of very much with me and you to an extent, because you with your wrestling persona and you're so personable, and me who would rather be at home with a book, like, it's the same principle. And I mean, you see it a lot. Hell, I think Sammy Guevara and Pam, I kind of feel like that might have played into that as well.
Yeah.
Like, you see it. So, like, I get it. I'm not even going to say that I don't. And I get how, like, it could be too much for her and shit like that. Like, I fully understand. Living your life in the public eye, like, I have anxiety just thinking about what, like, that level of fame, the shit it would come with. Like, little girls in my grade when we were young used to be like, I want to be famous, I want to be Britney Spears and a pop star, and I'm over here, like, having a panic attack at the thought of having to stand up in front of that many people and, like, having somebody give a fuck if I cut my hair. Because, like, when Britney shaved her head, I was like, fucking let her. She wants to shave her head, fucking shave her head. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Well,
I understand that she was probably having a whole ass mental breakdown, and I'm not saying she wasn't. Yeah. And I'm not saying that all of that wasn't a whole ass mental breakdown. I'm just saying, if I decide I want to do something, even if it's just a silent rebellion, you've seen my silent rebellions, fucking let me do it. It's to make me feel better. It ain't about you. It's about me at that point.
Well, first thing I want to touch on is that promo that Sammy Guevara did this week on Dynamite.
Was that explaining Pam?
No. It was filmed in Brazil.
Oh. Stop saying oh to my hoes. Oh.
And then, so, but going forward from that, like, the problem is, I don't know, but going forward from that, though, like, the
problem is. Oh, you realize your shrug didn't equate to podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he totally just shrugged at me, like, he was just going to keep going, and I was like, oh, yeah, podcast.
The problem is, though, is that us as a society, we cannot come together. And then when we do come together, it is not for the right thing. Like, we can go back to the Tower of Babel. We all came together to build a tower, to go see our God. But our God didn't want us to come see him. So he created the Tower of Babel. So he did what he needed to do to make it to
where I like how you referenced in the conversation that I brought that up to you, that it related to, like, a week ago, and then you gonna throw it up here like this was your whole ass idea. You, childish.
You ain't do that.
He don't remember the whole conversation. We're gonna have to start recording all the conversations, that way he remembers when I say things. Oh my God.
That way y'all can have my side and send DMs saying, Kat, girl, you wrong.
Nah, you gonna get your DMs going, TK, you tricked me. She totally fucking said that. And then you just reworked it into your whole ass idea like you did it. Taking all of her good ideas. She just don't want to execute none. She just has the idea and then just sit back and be like, and go. I ain't doing shit.
That's a monkey ass lie.
Why has it got to be a monkey ass lie? I want it to be a hippo ass lie.
Then make it a thing. Make hippo ass lie happen. Okay? That is so fetch.
I ain't got that kind of clout.
That is so fetch.
Because, like, who turned clout into a thing? Like, why is that a thing? Like, that should have... I feel like that was on the fetch level. Like, why did that become a thing? Why did somebody say clout?
The street.
And somebody be like, that sounds right. No.
It's the street.
I don't understand.
You can thank the crack epidemic created by the government. That's what you can thank. They needed that clout, that street cred. But, like,
you have no
street. I don't really understand how come, like, we don't have to come together for anything, like, grandiose like that. Like, why can't we come together as a planet? Just, why can't we all come together and be like, look, we don't know a lot about this piece of rock that we all live on, surrounded by this water and stuff. We don't know a lot about that. So let's invest the next X amount of time and resources into that. If we can't afford to give Elon Musk so many billions of dollars to go explore space, how come we can't give the same thing to the aquatic people?
But see, once again, I feel like you asking for something that's on level, like, 8, and we over here on level 5.
It's basic shit. Take care of your own.
Because we don't take... You're right. Taking care of your own is basic shit, and we don't do that. We as a human being society, we aren't taking care of our own shit. We're not taking care of our own families. We're not taking care of our own, hell, small scale. Most Americans know that fast food is unhealthy, but they would rather feed their kids fast food and these trans fats and these made sugars and these made ingredients made in a laboratory than give them a fucking apple. But you want to turn around and say some nonsense like, oh, but we should take care of the ocean. No, we should stay out of the ocean because we can't even take care of the land that we got and the people on it. We can't branch out and fuck up something else. That's why we're not allowed in space. That's why we're not going into the ocean. We can't do it. We human beings are assholes. No. They fuck up some shit. We can't take care of nothing. We ain't got that kind of respect for the earth that we're on.
Would you rather piss off Poseidon? Or would you rather piss off motherfucking Luke Skywalker or some shit flying through our galaxy?
I appreciate the Luke Skywalker reference. And honestly, at that point, I feel like the correct answer actually is Luke Skywalker, only because all you have to do is hope that everything is still on the up and up with you.
Okay, pissing off Darth.
Yeah, let's not piss off Darth.
Okay, you get to piss off Darth Vader, you get to piss off Poseidon, pick one. Because, no, you can't pass. Because
No, that's not where we're at. If we would just fucking leave shit alone and focus on ourselves instead of trying to focus on level 8 shit, if we would
stop. But if you focus on yourself,
then healing happens.
But if you focus on self, then you're going to have to figure out how the healing happens. Okay, because this is how it started. You focus on yourself. Figure out how the healing happened. Oh, the healing involves these particles and these protons and these electrons and all these other gimmicks and stuff over here. Okay, cool. So where do we get carbon from? Okay, so... Oh, shit. We get carbon from trees. Okay, cool. Okay, there's also carbon emission from these vehicles. What's the difference between the carbon in the vehicles and the carbon that we get from the trees? Like, that's how that happened. Because it started off as, yeah, I'm just going to take care of my damn self. And then somebody that was, you know, all Einsteinian and shit... decided to look deeper into oneself and found all these, you know, particles and vitamins and minerals and stuff, and then went on this life journey to figure out where these particles and minerals actually come from.
I understand what you are saying, and I'm not saying that you are 100% wrong. I'm just saying that there are some misnomers in there that just ain't fucking true.
Yeah, I mean, I know it wasn't Einstein. Just, so you can go ahead and save that one.
Okay.
I was just using Einstein because, you know, smart, and I don't know nobody smarter than Einstein in history.
No, because literally, you're literally saying that you would rather not focus on, like, that human beings as a society can't even focus on themselves and better themselves. And I feel like that's an illogical fallacy because, honestly, the best way to unlock something that you need done is to figure out how to allow yourself to do it. Our mind is so much more powerful than we give it credit for, and I think it's kind of sad that we limit ourselves, and instead of actually taking the healing and better ourselves and do better, and not just on a crusade of, oh yeah, we're Americans and we can do better. I mean, like, actually, literally, like, as an American, just as, like, a human being, as a steward of this planet, we can do better. Because this isn't our planet. We are stewards here. We, by the grace of God, we were allowed to be on this planet, or by the grace of Allah, or whoever you believe in. I'm not even picking and choosing. I'm just saying, like, we were allowed to live here, and we don't take care of it. We don't even take care of the vessels that are our bodies to be allowed to use the power that is our
mind. But at one point we did.
But we can't anymore. We can't. It doesn't matter that we were at level 20 at one point in time, honey bunch. We ain't been at level 20 in decades and centuries. We over here sometimes acting like we can't even get to level 5. It's kind of like whenever you would play Donkey Kong way back in the day, and you would die on level 40. Guess where you gotta start again, though, bro, Ham? The Ice Age covered up. I mean, you've seen it in the Bible every single time. Every time we get to something that may be the breakout point,
it gets freshly purified.
We get purified because what do human beings do? Fuck shit up. Because we're not taking care of our bodies. That's why we're not able to live to 150 anymore. We're not taking care of our bodies. This planet is going to die soon because why? We don't take care of it. We can't even be good stewards of the house that we live in to make it not such a pigsty that we have a whole show dedicated to it called Hoarders that perfectly exemplifies how human beings treat the planet. So no, we're not allowed, just because we got to level 40 at one point in time, honey, we ain't there no more. We over here struggling. Some of us are struggling on level 3 and some of us are on level 5. And like, I hear you over here shooting for 10, talking about let's get to the moon and let's explore the ocean. Nah, we trying to grab society by the balls and pull their asses from level 3 to level 5 with us so that way maybe we can look at level 7.
Why do you think society is on level 3? Because, hear me out. As a society, as a planet, we are able to circle the globe or cross the entirety of the plane.
That's just because we ain't lost that technology yet.
No. No. It's not about losing the technology. It's about gaining it back.
But while you're over here so focused on gaining technology back that we've lost, that you're not over here realizing that some of us are trying to just stick out our feelers and stop and skid to a halt to stop falling because we have lost so much as a societal race. We have lost so much that we were able to do that clearly something that we are doing is affecting us.
Yes.
So, and making us fall to the ground. So we need to stop here and make it to where we are at least are not skid falling back to being completely wiped off this planet, because I'm kind of on along the lines of whether you're a Bible believer or not, for those of you out there, I think that we're coming close to the next level of a mass extinction event.
I mean, they said like, that's what the pandemic was.
I understand that that's what they said. Well, no. Yes, into what the pandemic numbers-wise is, I do understand where they are getting that number from for a mass casualty event in a local area. Yes. And when I say localized area, I mean it's an endemic, not a pandemic. And I'm talking about a worldwide pandemic. I'm talking about massively. I'm talking about like bubonic plague deaths where, and I understand that we've already surpassed that, but you also have to understand the ratio of deaths to people who are still living. We still have more people living than ever even died through the bubonic plague death and all massive pandemics combined. I'm talking about the population of the Earth turning into fractions of what it is. And I'm not talking about half.
The pandemic was supposed to be 70%.
But we're not there. We haven't lost 70% of the Earth.
Oh, I know.
Now that's what I'm saying. If we lost 70 to 90% of the Earth's population in one go, and I'm talking about in 1 year. I'm not talking about in several years because that gives you time to recover. I'm talking about like in 1 year, we lose 70 to 90% of the Earth's population. That's what we're looking at. We're looking at having to start again at ground one. You might be by yourself when that happens, and you might have to start the population alone or search and wander and hope that you find another human being on this planet. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about this pansy-ass shit where, like, yeah, all the numbers, and we passed the bubonic plague death, and we passed the flu endemic of the 60s. Yeah, but your neighbors are still alive. And even if one of your neighbors is dead, you still got your neighborhood. I'm talking about neighborhoods wiped out, gone type shit.
No.
That's what we're working towards.
I get it. And you really are correct. And like I said, like, people thought, like, within the first couple of months of this pandemic, people thought that, like, that's what this was because there was no cure at the time. It was spreading fast.
It looked bad. We didn't know how bad it was going to be.
Yeah.
But that's also one of the reasons why, like, everybody who was freaking out and not honestly, like, I'm sorry, y'all, to all y'all who trust the government. I'm not one of them. I just don't trust that the government, especially with what they've done in the medical field, as somebody who's been in the medical field and seen it firsthand, I just don't believe that something that they came out with so quickly, no matter how much testing was done on it, that it wasn't going to have some side effects for certain people.
Because,
and I'm not saying across the board, but I am saying there just was not enough testing to know, to be able to judge what would happen if somebody like me or you took it.
Right. And when it comes to the testing, what we're talking about is, at the time it was Pfizer and Moderna that had came out, and we can even go ahead and throw Johnson & Johnson in there.
Yep.
The majority of the candidates that was tested, first off, there was less than 10,000 people that was tested. And during
And they did
the
not
testing process. They're mainly tested heterosexual, white, red-blooded males.
Healthy.
Healthy, with no pre-existing comorbidities.
Comorbidities, for those of y'all who don't know, are serious illnesses. We're talking
diabetes.
About your diabetics. We're talking about your heart disease. We're talking about even gastrointestinal diseases. We're talking about any autoimmunizations, lupuses. Mm-hmm. Those of y'all with Crohn's disease.
COPD.
COPD
asthma,
types. Asthmas. We aren't talking about none of them. We're talking about, like, the worst thing that you've ever gone to the doctor for was you might have broke your leg because you were stupid and at, like, 12 and, like, jumped out of a tree wrong or some shit.
Yeah, right. And the fact of the matter is, one, most Americans
has
at least one comorbidity.
And,
period.
And most of it's, and, like, I think the number, if I'm not mistaken from the last time I looked at it, I think it was diabetics.
Mm-hmm. Number two, because of the obesity epidemic,
mm-hmm.
which is a comorbidity. Number two.
Just your weight can put you in the comorbidity range. And I think that's like a BMI of over like
30%.
40. Shit.
A BMI over 30 is obese. A BMI over, I want to say 50, is morbidly obese.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a lot more of the population than I was about to give credit to. So, like, sorry, y'all. I tried to help. We all fucked.
During the first year of the pandemic, the numbers that came out, the average weight gain for millennials was 30 pounds in a year.
I don't know. The millennials I know damn sure gained weight.
Yeah.
I don't know about everybody across the world. I'm just saying the ones that I know.
You know who had the least weight gain?
If you say baby Grimes, I'm not.
No, baby boomers.
Really?
Yeah. Because here's the thing. Baby boomers, they're already on a fixed income. They already eat the five things every week. So as long as they can still go to the Walmart and get their TV dinner, get their bag of rice, they good.
Man, that's why some of my coworkers crack my ass up, because they over here complaining about, like, and I make jokes about this being, one of my coworkers actually got upset with me because they were saying, like, because I always make jokes that's a very white people problems. And I understand that I'm white, but I grew up with a lot of kids that we called it white people problems because the only people that had them problems when I was a kid were other white people other than me.
It's the same thing that those of you that are listening in other countries, it's the same thing as being told that's a first world problem.
Yeah.
And if you will, just hold on one moment.
We gotta pay bills. Oh, we're not paying bills.
Cool. So, where was I at before I got interrupted? Comorbidities is where I was at.
And basically, there was no testing.
Yeah.
Like, zero. You were explaining my comment on, like, zero testing. And for those of y'all who are unawares, maybe y'all haven't listened to the other podcasts, just so that way y'all understand, we're saying this because TK, as an African-American, and me, as a autoimmune female, yeah, I'm white, and...
But it wasn't tested.
But it was not tested on
anybody.
It was not tested on somebody with autoimmune issues.
And it wasn't tested on black people.
So, like...
Period. Male or female. Wasn't tested.
Not one.
Which means,
like,
the Hispanics, this vaccine wasn't tested on. Which means, here in America, if you are Chinese or Indonesian or a true African from, like, Ethiopia or Tanzania.
Which is one of the reasons why there's a lot of people who are having issues with the amount of forced vaccines for jobs that we're currently having, especially 100%. In the medical field with all of the foreigners that we have. My job, I get to see some of it, and I'm not saying I see all of it, but I do see some of it, and I get to witness my job doesn't make me, has not pressured me into getting vaccinated because they know of my autoimmune.
Mine was going to until that mandate failed.
Right. So, like, just so y'all know, like, we are living within what we are supposed to, and we are doing as we are instructed to do so. But, like, I'm just not 100% sure that, like, once again, we were talking about how history has shown us that, like, a mass extinction event is going to occur soon. History has also told us that government officials lie. History has also told us that when shit hits the fan, some of these doctors in power have a lot more power. People like Fauci, some of our surgeons, they have a lot more power than what you give them credit for. Mm-hmm. They have the decision to decide, because once you get on that bed, your insurance companies decide what gets to happen to you.
100%.
And I'm just not on the mindset of allowing somebody in a room that has to make profit decisions decide if my life is worth it or not. That's where I've always felt. It's one of the reasons why before I became what I became, I was scared to go into the hospital and be in a hospital. I would have panic attacks. And it's one of the reasons why when me and TK originally started dating, when I got a job at a local hospital, I was
edgy,
struggling to cope with it.
Kind of edgy.
But I needed the job. And
every time somebody sneezed, that was like a rage point for you.
Yeah.
Like, kind of edgy.
I freaked out. I freaked out. I panicked. There was some panic happening. I'll be honest, there was some panic. But, like, once again, we were talking about wages. Like, one of the reasons why I have some of the sentiment that I have is I haven't always been able... I just learned that people, and I know this is kind of jumping around, I swear it connects. There are these people, though, that literally have been able to turn down jobs before because, like, the environment wasn't right or the money wasn't where they wanted it to be. So they could go without a job versus take a job with less money.
Right. I've never been in that.
I've never been in that scenario where, like, I could just... I've always been in the situation where if I'm looking for a job, it's because either A, I don't feel comfortable at my current job, or B, I need to make more money because I'm not currently able to live the way I would like to live. And when I say the way that I want to live, I don't mean like, oh, I'm not able to buy this new game that just came out. I'm talking about, like, up until very recently, it's been, I'm going to eat ramen or nothing.
And she says very recently, she really means like the last like 3 years.
Right.
Like, we are not currently on a ramen or nothing diet.
But we are very fresh out of that. And I understand that 3 years is kind of a long time, but, like, I feel like that, what is it called? I know that term, that, like, respect for where you've been. It keeps that hunger in me. It keeps that fire to do better and to be better and to not, and that's one of the reasons why, like, I just feel like we need to, as a human race, we need to get more of that humility in our lives. We need to just be grateful that we're here and maybe stop and see what we could be doing better before we start trying to say we need to go and do more.
But the my problem with that is if, because, like, I've seen it, and, like, 3 years isn't that long, but 3 years is a long time because a lot can happen in 3 years. So, like,
a lot has happened.
When you sit here and you say things like that, you can't leave stuff left over and expect me not to take it. When
I was coughing.
When you take that approach to where I'm just happy to be here. I've seen it with people. I've seen it with people who, I'm just happy I have a job. I was just tired of being at the house. I'm just happy I have a job. And then you know what will always happen? You'll hit a point to where, since you're just happy that you have a job, then you don't need the hours. So we're going to give your hours to someone else. And now all of a sudden, you went from being happy to being here to, oh shit, I gotta survive. So at what point do we as a human race go from we're just happy to be here to we gotta survive? Like, in your little scenario.
in my little scenario?
Yeah, like at what point do we start surviving instead of just like sitting on the beach drinking martinis, sunbathing?
First off, if you could get half of the Earth's population that content, we would be in a world, one world government. First off, if you could get them to be where they were working, maybe even just shit. Let's say, let's throw this out there. Everybody, you are part of two shifts.
Actually, I want you to take a little bit of time and think about that. I'm going to go ahead and pay a couple of bills. I want you to actually think about this and get your thought formulated real good.
I like how he's been having this whole ass conversation by himself, and then the second he wants me to respond, he over here talking about, let's pay some bills.
Look, I don't make the rules, sponsors do. So where we was at before bill time showed up was...
You asked a question.
Yes, and that question was, in your scenario, at what point do we go from sipping mimosas on the beach and getting a suntan to, okay, it's time for us to stand up and do something and move forward as a civilization?
So first off, let me just go ahead and throw that this out there, that like one world government would have to be a thing. Because I feel like the main part of the main answer to your question would be that the majority of the human beings on the planet would need to be in agreement of the next best course of action from there before we could ever get to a point where we even know which direction to face to try to do something next.
So, if, are you saying something along the lines of, if they want to go 10 times the speed of sound, I understand we already have the technology to do that, but if there was like, I think we should travel 10 times the speed of sound, that this one world government would vote on whether we should travel 10 times the speed of sound and then go and teach everybody, go and tell everybody to figure out how to do it?
I'm saying that whether that's how it turned into it, or it could be that the governing body found out how to reach the speed of sound, and the government was like, so cool, we got to test this thing out. This is going to be fun. We'll go that way. We're kind of curious what's over there. This light has been flashing, and maybe it's a sign from some other civilization.
What would keep this one world government from hiding shit from us?
Of course they're going to hide
More than what they already are.
I mean, first off, I feel like once we get to the point where all of us are on the same page of we need to work together, I don't feel like the government lying to us would be as big of a deal as it is. Because I feel like the government lies to us right now because it believes that we're all a bunch of pansies. Because once again, the government is playing like we on level 5, and I feel like a lot of the civilization has dropped to level 3. So they're pandering to the dumb.
Basically what she's saying is that the government is playing 4D chess and everybody else is playing checkers. That's what she's saying. 4D chess versus checkers.
Yes.
Continue.
That's what I'm saying. And because of that, like, they're just trying to control the masses. And when you think of it like that, like, I can't even fault the new system for what they're doing because I get it. They're wolves trying to keep the sheep from leaving the pen so that way they can make a decision on how best to keep the sheep surviving. Because if the sheep don't survive, the wolves don't survive, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Like, we've seen this in society and nature, so like I can't even fault the news people or the people in charge. I understand. But once we get to a society where we don't feel like we have to lie to our people because we don't feel like the people are gonna panic, because like, let's be honest,
The UFO videos that came out a couple of years back,
I mean, because like, let's be honest, honestly the government is just scared that if the human race finds out about all that they know, that we as human beings are going to panic. We're going to freak out. We're going to start hoarding toilet paper. Because let's be honest, this is what fucking happens. And then the whole society drops. Lord forbid,
I can't wipe my ass.
Like, and then the whole society falls apart because fucking toilet paper is nowhere in the fucking store. And why do y'all keep buying all the damn Lysol? Excuse me.
So your first step was the one world government. What's your second step? Well, I guess your first step was everybody decided that we're going to get along.
Yes.
And then the second step would be the one world government, yes. Like 1A, 1B.
Yes.
Okay, so your second step
I mean, and then once we decide, and then our government would basically pick which, because then it wouldn't be a government. We would be picking as a society, as people that we feel like are the smartest among us, have decided what to do next when shit arises.
You see, that's always been my problem, because like, I had this debate when I was in high school, because even in high school, I graduated in 2005, so this was like right after 9/11 and us invading the Middle East.
Which was stupid.
Hella. But that's neither here nor there. The conversation that we was having in school was, who... It was basically at the point to where you say that we're fixing to go over there, but the majority of the people don't want to go. So do we do what we're told to do, or do we hold our ground and not go? Like, it's kind of a situation like that.
But that's not where we are.
Because, like, we had a conversation back then in regards to who should be allowed to make that decision. And they say, you know, the smartest people. And it's like, so just because you're super smart and you're really good at science, you should be able to make political decisions?
First off, I define the smartest people differently than a lot of other people do. And this is probably because I am more on the book smart side of things than I am on the...
street smart?
Okay. I'm awkward. Let's be honest, folks. I'm awkward. Awkwardness just happens all the time. I feel like first you would divide up the population into two groups. First would be the people who don't care. The people who just want to go to work. The people who just want to go to work, live their lives. These are the people, these are the backbone of any nation. Any
blue-collar workers.
Anything. And I'm not just... And my definition of blue-collar workers is anybody... And nowadays it's a little different. Because now I'm... Like, CNAs to me are blue-collar.
Mm-hmm. The manual workers.
Manual workers are blue-collars. Some of the data entry folks are blue-collars too, though. Because they're just... They're trained on a skill set that is inputting data. Literally, the way my boss treats me on some of my stuff... It's not my intelligence that got me here. It's because I'm able to use the computer and this other person at my job who's a little older can't. That's how I'm here. Like, that's legitimately how I'm here. That's the whole, like, legitimately the whole reason why I'm at work is because the person who should be doing my job doesn't understand the computer system and can't do it as fast as me. It's my whole job. In a nutshell.
Be good at computers. You get the job.
Like, that's it. And it's not like I'm coding or anything fancy either. Like, I'm not doing shit fancy.
It's just the use.
It's just that I'm capable. But, like, it's stuff like that. They're just going to work, living their lives, done. They just don't want to be in a war. They just don't want to... They don't want to have to worry about being bombed. Those people that aren't trying to go into space. They're content. They're happy. They just want... to live their lives, buy their kids food, make it to the store on time. Some of them want to go to church. Some of them want to go run. Like, those people.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I will say, once we find out who is not a part of that group, then it really will determine. Because that second group will have to, one, decide what type of group they are. Now, we've already said that... So, we've already said that in a society like this, politics wouldn't really be needed because it would just be the group would decide what the problem is. They would come to the people, tell them what the problem is. People vote 50% or more, say, yep, do it. Group does it. 50% of people say, nope, they don't do it. So, the system is already set up.
to be political without all the politics.
Okay.
So this is a very democratic society at this point. But then it would determine what those people decided were a problem. Or needed to be a thing. Because then they could get together and they could be like, hey, let's propose to the people that we should try to go to Mars. Or, hey, let's decide that we want to set the scientists that we have into this project. We have all these scientists that we want to point them into a specific direction. Let's go and try to explore the ocean.
What about on a smaller level at that point? Because you said anything that society decides is a problem is a problem. Well, what if in this particular society, sexual related crimes is a problem, but the people voted that it's not a problem? Then what?
Okay, so trickle-down system, you're basically talking about all the people in government offices, and I put quotations around that because I would still view them as being held, even though I do foresee crime rate going down. And a society like this, those government officials, those police officers, your mayors and stuff like that, they would basically determine what your group geographically wanted.
And if you wanted Gotham?
If you wanted Gotham, you got Gotham. Because honestly, at that point, you as a society have determined. And then, as long as because once again, and I know some people, y'all might be all up in arms about this, but wouldn't you rather in America have one city where all of the people who want to steal are all in the same spot? Because to me, I would feel like society, there would be one bad town, and I say steal, but like I said, crime rate would go down. So you would have one society where, like, this one town might personify, yeah, sexualizing young children. Okay, cool. So all of the people who living there have young children or plan on having children, move out. Now you have all of these people who don't have access to young children, but now y'all know that you're in a community where sex with a young child is what's wanted. So now maybe like a therapist center could open up over there. And now there's a problem in a societal way where, like, now the community can say, okay, we need to help y'all all in a very direct way. So we can open therapy centers for y'all. We can open actual, like, addiction style centers for the people that go to addiction because their preference, because of a chemical imbalance, is wrong in their head or something like that. Like, then we could actually start helping people.
And when it plays out the same way that Arkham Asylum did?
So, I understand that you're talking about, like, once again, that would be an internal threat destroying the big threat. Then I could see, like, violence getting involved. And while, once again, that's what people are fucking scared of, that's why we don't trust the fucking government, because they would have fucking killed us for smoking weed back in the day. So, like, I fully understand. But that's one of the reasons why that trust would have to be there. And we as a human race ain't even there.
So we can't. Podunk USA.
So, like, I don't foresee us as the way we are right now being able to level up to the next stage. We are very much still, that's why I'm saying, like, we need to spread out and try not to keep falling, not to fall anymore, because we're going to lose some amazing technology.
Yeah.
Just like what's frozen, just like the pyramids of Egypt, just like the standing stones in Crater Dune. Like, there are so many different areas where we have seen what the human body is capable of, and we're steadily losing more and more and more.
Yeah.
So we need to stop the slide. We just need to extend out and try to stop and be like, fuck, we're here. Fuck it. If it's level 3 and that's where we're at as a society, then we need to stop the downslide before we're basically back to the next, where we're just food for some other alien to come to our planet and eat us all. Like, can we not do that?
I mean, I hear you and I feel you, but, like, so if Podunk USA is the only town in the USA that's like Gotham and Arkham Asylum, you're just saying for everybody else to just avoid that town?
I'm not saying to avoid it. I'm saying that as the town heals, as the people who heal, And if this was truly an advanced society where we weren't shaming them and making them feel like they needed to rebel,
they shouldn't be shamed. They really shouldn't. People
like,
have mental issues. It's
a
human thing.
Yeah. Because, like, what if all the bipolar people were together and we were able to actually physically help them? Like, what if all the schizophrenic people were together and it wasn't a, this is, you're locked in this asylum? What if it was actually, like, you're free to make your own decisions within this city limits? We just want, we're trying to help you be safe and make decisions you want to make. And if it was actually focused
okay.
on healing, and if we could actually heal each other, our own wounds, and actually work together, then yes. And I know a lot of people listening to this are going to be like, that is some hippy dippy, like smoking some weed on some meth shit. And I understand what you're saying to me. Like, I hear you. But I'm saying we as human beings, we have lost so much. We are capable of so much, and we have lost so much that we're capable of. They actually, like, theorized that, like, the movie Lucy,
Lucy
Infinite,
was amazing.
That shit is accurate. That, like,
yeah.
we actually had that ability at one point in time, that we were able to use our muscles, our ligaments, our body to its fullest ability. We have lost so much. At what point in time do we not just stop and be like, fuck, I don't want to lose any more technology, any more... that I know I just want to be able to be thankful that I am able to have what I'm able to have.
So, I was listening to this other podcast, and they're actually theorizing that the reason why government has made so many drugs illegal
mm-hmm.
is because of this, because like
it's about
if you think about
masses.
Well, not even necessarily controlling the masses, but like psilocybin, the mushrooms
mm-hmm.
that the magic mushrooms that gets you high and stuff.
Is this off the Knox podcast?
No.
Oh.
That gets you high
she does
and stuff.
Be talking about stuff like this, and that should be awesome.
It does, but they've and the same thing with like peyote that like the Indians used to take in and like
I pronounce it peyote.
Yeah. And some of the Vikings had something that they would use that would get them high and stuff, too.
Tobacco.
And there's also something...
They had something else, too.
Though. Something that the that they use on the island that... It's a, I think it's a particular mushroom that grows on the lava in the island.
I mean,
island
almost
stuff.
Everybody does. There's one in...
So,
there's the same thing in Japan. Like, every civilization has this. Like,
but they say that,
do,
like... Using those is what actually
allows
is
you
able
to
open
plane.
Up
yes.
those different parts of the brain.
Yes.
Because, like, it's said that we only use, like, I think it's 15% of our brain.
It's less than that now. Like, honest to God, like...
I hope I'm still up at 15.
Me too. Me too. Please don't tell me I've lost more than that. Like I'm trying to open. I'm not trying to close.
Oh
I understand. I might not be making the right choices in life. But honestly, like, but that's one of my things with human beings as a whole. We as a society, we are not making moves to being better people. Even on a singular, what level are we on? Are we still able to use 15% of our brains? Like, too many people are not focused on what they're capable of doing and what they can do. They're too focused on the bullshit that is this world right now.
Wouldn't that boil down to, like, your own personal beliefs and stuff? I mean, like, I don't necessarily mean, like, religious beliefs, just, like, your own personal beliefs, period. Because I just said that all these things about all these drugs that has been illegal that people used to use
but
to open up their mind.
But you'll notice what is, there's two types of drugs that are illegal that they're scared of.
Uh-huh.
Type of drug number one, natural drugs. Drugs that have been on this earth forever. They
mm-hmm.
were originally illegalized for control of population.
That's why they call it a controlled substance.
Because they have to control you using it. Otherwise, shit might go south for them and what they want. And it has nothing to do with what you and what your people or your society wants. Two, controlled substances are ones that we have what? Made in a lab.
Mm-hmm.
Which, and those two break off into two different groups.
Crack.
No. I'm not getting specific enough like that. I'm breaking off into group one. It will destroy your body. You are putting rat poison into your body to cigarettes, you are destroying your body. Methadone, you are destroying your body.
Prescription versus non-prescription
drugs. No, I'm not doing prescription versus non-prescription drugs, because some of the non-prescription drugs will still kill you. Naproxen, I love naproxen. Naproxen is one of the best drugs for dulling nerve pain, which you know I have. Naproxen eats stomach linings. It's one of the reasons for a lot of the intolerances that people aren't aware of affecting their gut health. It's more than just prescription and non-prescription. So there's case one of prescription drugs, the type that will literally destroy your body from the inside out. Or there's option number two, where they don't know what it will do to you. That's it. Those are the only two options on the market, because once we figure out what it does for you, then we start marketing it to you, and then they start marketing it to you and telling you all the side effects from it, and then you can make your own informed decision. I don't care about that. Make your own informed decision. I believe in freedom of choice, 1,000%. If you want to take meth, crack, heroin, do it. If you want to take naproxen and eat your stomach lining, do it. If you want to drink all the alcohol in the world, do it. Nobody's stopping you. Nobody cares. Like, live your life. Because to me, addiction is either you're functional or you're non-functional. That's it. If you're functional, cool. Live your life. Join society. If you're non-functional, shit sucks. Feel you, bruh. Shit sucks. Gotta find a way to get functional. Or wallow. Wallow or functional. Those are the options.
Wallow or functional.
Bro, you... So, TK, we're gonna have to wrap this up. Cat's hungry. Cat's gonna get hangry. You don't let cat eat.
Cat's gonna get hangry?
Cat's gonna get hangry.
I don't like hangry cat.
Oh, well then, we're gonna have to wrap this up, Braham.
Well, okay.
I gotta go cook, y'all. He's gonna wrap up.
y'all heard the warming of the podcast. We're gonna go ahead and wrap this up.
We're gonna try to record again soon, though.
Feel free to send us an email at cotrpod@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at cotrpod. Feel free to tag us in anything you want on Twitter. Our Twitter is pretty loose, so have fun tagging us and stuff. We'll mention it on the show. And until next time, I must bid you adieu and wish a nice day to you, and we hope to speak to you soon.
We're your hosts, TK and Kat Anderson, and thank you so much for listening to podcast Colors of the Road.
Feel free to follow us on Twitter at CotrPod. If you have any qualms or any quirks that pops up in your daily life that you feel like sharing to somebody, feel free to email them to us at CotrPod@gmail.com. Once again, that is CotrPod@gmail.com. Thank you all for listening.
Hopefully we'll hear from you soon, and we'll see you soon.